Teachers could soon be taking classes across primary, intermediate and high school. Government's looking at changing how teachers are trained, is considering have them ready to teach across the curriculum. Interesting idea. Research apparently shows that kids who struggle to transition between the school levels more likely to drop out. So what do the teachers make of it? PPTA President Jack Boyle is with us. Jack, good morning to you.
Morena.
As a concept, do you like it?
Well, look, the idea that initial teacher education should be geared to meeting the needs of the future is probably one we have to agree with. What that looks like is going to have to overlap with workforce planning, with changing teaching practice, and I guess structural changes to schools too. So we absolutely need to be part of that conversation.
Is it done elsewhere, do you know?
There may be jurisdictions where it's done. I mean, in New Zealand already we have people who are primary trained who are teaching in secondary schools. By the same token, we've got people who have got, you know, doctoral degrees and masters who are teaching in our secondary schools. So it's probably not just about the qualification. It's probably more about, is initial teacher education at the right level that we're getting great people into the classroom, and that cannot ever be seen as separate from the ongoing professional learning, because, you know, doctors who have got a hell of a lot of learning to do when they first train, it's not like that's the end of the road for them. They are constantly having to learn as they go. Teaching's the same.
It is, well, it's, I mean, I'm sure it is, but teaching a five-year-old is not the same as teaching an 18-year-old, and general teaching is not the same as a course-specific teaching, isn't it? So you've got a lot of work to do in that front, don't you?
Look, you hit the button right on the top there, Mike, because I think the most important thing that we need to understand is you cannot undermine the fundamental importance of subject-specific expertise. If you have a look at the OECD's recent comments of connecting New Zealand's dip in maths with our country's overall productivity, that should be a warning against assuming that teachers with general skills could just slot in and teach maths anywhere in a New Zealand school, or any other subject for that matter.
Yeah, it's interesting. Be fascinating to see where this thing goes. Jack, appreciate your time. Post-Primary Teachers Association President Jack Boyle with us this morning.